Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That is not Motown today for you, Farley. That is for a man who passed away, though. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne from 1980 passed away at age 76 yesterday. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Well, Jake, you know, out of respect for Ozzy, I give it a 10, but really, normally I would give
you. If he was living, what would you give that song?
A 5, because really? It's too early in the morning to be that much.
Too much guitar going
guitar
on.
Guitar in the morning. But, you know.
Trying to wake you up.
Well, Ozzy woke me up.
He
okay.
Did.
So I'll give you 8.5, Jake.
Okay. 8.5. You want to guess Rudy's score over there?
Let's go 7-6.
9.1.
Oh, okay.
Rudy says, RIP, crazy guitar solo. Yes, Ozzy Osbourne was a very talented musician. And by the way, don't forget, the man ate a bat on the stage one time.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking into that. He claims he thought it was a plastic toy.
Was it a real bat?
It was a real bat. Ate the head off the bat.
That's nasty.
And he made it to 76 years old. I mean, it's impressive. Ozzy lived a very hard life. He, of course, did a lot of things he probably shouldn't have done, but he made it to 76. Passed away yesterday. RIP to Ozzy Osbourne. Song of the day is Crazy Train. Let's get some ratings here before we get to the mailbag, Farley. Text line first. We have, okay, a lot of text. Wow, here we go. Scrolling down. Bernie Columbus, 10. John and Lincoln, 10. Shamia B, 8.3. Matt, 10. Ryan in California, 8.4. Rod in South Lincoln says, appropriate, RIP Ozzy, 10. Lyle in Omaha, 10. Houston says he'd give it an 8.1 normally, but 10 because of the passing of Ozzy Osbourne. Mike in Dalton, 10. Jay in Colorado, 3.2. He died, Jay. The man passed away. We give him a 3.2. As he passes on to the afterlife. Come on. Jake and Hickman, 10.
Everything's a 10 in
Bird
heaven.
Bird Mountain, 8.1. Bill and Bennett, 10. The Bandit, RIP, 10. Craig, 10 plus, RIP, Ozzy. Scooter from Roca, RIP, 9.9. That's the fireworks scooter, by the way. Our guy. Sandy from Beaver Crossing says, great song and perfect for today, 9.37. Scott in Delaware, Ohio, I expected nothing less, 10. Chad in Kyle, Texas, 10, RIP. Cornbread in Oklahoma, 8.9. Pops in Minnesota, RIP Ozzy, 10. Kiffin in Columbus, 10 for Ozzy. Gavin and Pender, 10. Brett and Bertrand, 6.66. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Brett and Bertrand. Thank you for that. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 10, RIP. Goosebumps from Hizzlebear, 10. Noticing a theme here, a trend here, Farley, on the ratings?
Yeah.
A lot of 10s today. Jennifer, 8.2, Hubby, 6.5, but 10, RIP, great choice, Jake. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer and Hubby. Let's see. Pig Farmer of Waverly, not an Ozzy fan, but I respect the tribute, 2.5. Mm. The man passed away, Pig Farmer, 2.5. Now, I disagree with this one. Husker Rick in Crèvecoeur, Missouri says, that song is a banger and a top 5 song all time. I cannot go with that.
No, it's not a top five.
Top five song all time would be my top 1,000 songs of all time, probably. But RIP to Ozzy. Mike in Crete, 10. Bubba's is 2. He died, but Ozzy sucks. Wow. Nice ode to the man who passed away, Bubba. Gotcha. Let's go to YouTube.
See, man, I hate to see what they say about me.
I know,
when I go high.
Same here. I'm concerned about that. YouTube, Rick Heyman, RIP Ozzy, 10. Genghis, 9. Owen, 9.9. Plainsman and Grant, 10, RIP. Kobe, 7.8, RIP. Ozzy. Al, 10, RIP. Albert, 10. Nashville Husker, 9.5. Song of the day, Farley, once again, is Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne from 1980, who passed away at age 76 yesterday. It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag. Let's get this party. Oh, hang on, I gotta get this going. The audio's a little bit off there. Hang on, give me 1 second, Farley. Wasn't prepared for this. We're gonna get the mailbag in a second. Let's do it right now. The mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. The words you don't want to hear at ITR. I've been hacked. You won't be hacked by our friends with Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state, Farley. 99.6% retention rate. They handle all things IT, cybersecurity, and more. And best of all for you, Farley, free consultation. AppliedConnective.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay
for a consultation.
I still have AOL, Jake.
Well, they can help you out. You can get hacked in AOL. You can get hacked in AOL.
Well, I got the premium AOL, Jake.
I'd still think that if you have AOL, you're actually more likely to get hacked because you're old school then at that point. Easy to hack you.
Well, you better call them up. I have to plug my phone in to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's get to the mailbag here. I'm going to go to YouTube first from Kobe. Kobe says, question from the mailbag. Why do you dislike the YouTube chat, Jake? I don't. I love the YouTubers. I'm not lying. I love you guys. I don't read all your texts all the time because I get distracted by the text line and distracted by Bill and Sip, but I try to read them when I can. I love the YouTubers. Now, Genghis says that YouTubers are the OG ones. No, they're not. The text line is the OG for early break early breakers. But
well, if you don't watch it, the YouTube can blow up on you. You know, you see a whole bunch of people over there. It's kind of hard to do both of them. I mean, if we could put both of them on the same screen, yes, with the Texas and right, the end of YouTube, it's hard to just keep flicking back from
it is
from
thank
regular
you
chat to
technology
YouTube
is
tech
difficult, yeah, Farley.
Not saying it's difficult, but
well,
nobody clicks back and forth.
We
like
have
that
a lot of things we have to stay on top of during the show. We got to stay on top of breaking news on Twitter, the text line, YouTube, the conversation, the show. I'm sorry. I will try to be better for you, Kobe, on YouTube. Genghis once again says, no, Jake, YouTube is the OG. I'm not sure that's possible. I love you, Genghis. I hope you chime in every day the rest of your life. But no, you're not the OG. You guys are wonderful parts of the show. We love you and appreciate you. To the mailbag, more Farley. Here we go from John.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
John says this. Good morning, guys. Is there a secret to assembling furniture that comes in a box? I've been trying to put a TV stand together that I've gotten from one of the local box stores. Either they did not give me enough bolts, or I've somehow lost a few. I sent my partner to the hardware store while I'm currently enjoying a cold beverage. I have about an hour before she returns, and the fun starts all over again. Is there advice you have for assembling furniture that comes from a box?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's that?
Call a handyman. Hire one? Hire one. Jake, every time I put something together, something's wobbly. Like I could put a stand together. I'm leaving something out.
Yeah.
Call a handyman if you can't get it right.
Do you have handyman that you call for that?
No, it's just I
have you had to assemble furniture before,
well,
Marley?
Yes. And it's still wobbly. I mean, it's uneven. It's not leveled. I'm terrible at that.
So I'm glad you can admit that. I am also bad at that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or just buy it together.
I had to assemble a futon when I was in college, and that was I think I was missing a bolt for that. That thing was never right. It was never right.
Mm.
I bought it for like probably, I don't know, $80 at a store called Pomida that's no longer existing in the day in Beatrice, and you know it worked, but it was, you sit down at Farley and it didn't sound right.
Well, first of all, men don't really read the directions; they just go off look. You know what I'm saying? Like,
which
hey,
probably,
I'm going to screw this in. Oh, yeah, it fits. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, then you turn around and something else doesn't fit. So men are not good at directions when you're putting stuff together.
Next up, Michael. Now, this is I'm curious where you go with this, Farley. Now, keep in mind, Farley is sober. Have you been drinking, 9 years? Is that right?
10 years.
Congratulations on that, by the way. But if you were to go back 10 years ago, Farley, pre-sobriety, Michael says, good morning from St. Croix. On a short vacation before we moved to Oklahoma, yesterday we got to share beers with pigs, actual pigs. If you could share a beer with any animal and you could understand each other, what animal would you share a beer with? Farley, you go first.
Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
The Yeti.
Yeah. I share a beer with him. He'd be my buddy for life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Would you disappear with him?
Yeah.
In life too and try to be found like he's always?
Nah, we just come back and torture people.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. You ever seen Bigfoot drunk?
I've seen the old Jack Links commercials. Those are funny. With the jerky.
Have you seen the Bigfoot that's running around here in the big red gear? It's an AI thing, but
oh, yeah.
He's really funny.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, so I'll show you when we go to break.
What animal would I want to have a beer with? Not a pig, for sure. A horse, I don't think so. Someone says horse. How about like a grizzly bear? People think that they're just evil. You know, they're great. They're awesome bears. They live in Montana. If I could have a beer with him, he's not going to attack me. I'd like to learn more about him and understand why people are so negative to him.
Well, a dog. Or
how about a polar bear? Because everyone says, oh, they like Coca-Cola. Well, let's try a beer and see what you'd choose. Would you use Coca-Cola like the commercials say? Or would you rather have a beer? I'm changing it. Polar bear. I'm having a beer with a polar bear to see what they prefer, Coca-Cola or beer.
Well, I would really like to probably have one with my dog. If my dog could talk to me, all three of them, I just want to know how they feel about me. Probably not good.
Probably possible.
Yeah. Any dog translations you can roof and turn it into a voice?
That'd be solid there. Someone says a shark. Would you have a beer with a shark possibly? I don't know if I want to have a... Grant says whales. He'd like to have a beer with a whale.
Ooh.
They wouldn't even taste the beer. They need like a whole truck full of beer to even taste that.
About 10 kegs.
They need kegs.
Yeah.
And it still might even like taste that.
Yeah.
Next up, I had this from a family member this weekend, Farley. What is the most difficult sport that any athletic person could do? Is it hitting a baseball, a 100 mile per hour fastball on baseball? Is it something with football? They came up with this big wave surfing. Is that one of the hardest things in the world for a general athlete to do?
Yeah, probably is, but if I had to pick one, probably pole vaulting.
That's a good one. Pole vaulting's tough. It's a lot of bravery going up there.
Yeah,
you could get paralyzed any second.
We had a guy in track that he did the pole vault, but guess what? We didn't ever have a pole for him. So he used to go to all the track meets and try to borrow people's poles.
Oh, they try to, okay.
Yeah, no, we don't. Yeah, so sorry to tell you, that guy was my cousin.
Was that right?
Yeah.
How's he doing right now?
Well, he's
three, okay?
Well, he's 300 pounds. Okay. He's not pole voting over nothing now.
Someone else said slalom skiing, going like 100 miles per hour down the, that'd be tough. Going so fast down the hill, that'd be awful for a regular athlete. Free solo rock climbing. No harness, just going up the rock. Like that'd probably be the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Gus says bull riding would be a good one as well.
Bull riding, yeah.
Like, you make it to 8 seconds, you're doing well. But that's the goal, make it to 8 seconds. And that's very hard to do.
Or running with the bulls.
Good one.
Yeah, so that scares me.
Lyle said he wants to have a beer with Secretariat, the horse, from back in the day.
Mr. Ed, would you say?
No, he... Mr. Ed is a horse.
Yeah.
Lyle says he would have a beer with Secretariat, who won the Triple Crown horse racing back in the day.
Okay.
And Cornbread says, I'm with Farley. I'd like to have a beer with my dog and see what he thinks about me.
Yeah.
That's probably a good answer there, Farley.
Yeah. Don't you want to... You don't have a dog yet, do you?
I don't have a dog. My daughter loves dogs, so...
You got to get her one.
We took a walk last night in the neighborhood, and there's probably four dogs out and about, and she was just giddy and running towards them all and petting them.
So you know what that means, though.
Time for a dog soon.
Yeah, nothing big. Something small.
Yeah, something small. I don't need a mastiff or a Saint Bernard here in the house.
No,
slobbering everywhere and getting hair everywhere. Yeah, knocking stuff over.
I got three dogs.
I know you do.
I pick up hair every day.
I don't want to do that. That does not entice me. That's if you get a dog, you can always be picking up hair. That sounds like a great time. That's why I don't get the dog. I don't want things to be a mess in the house.
All right.
My child's happiness is important, but cleaning up the house nonstop and accidents that happen, I don't want to have it happen. That's the Mailbag, sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. Thank you for the support. And by the way, Will says he can hook you up, Farley. He can help you out with your IT issues you have. Will,
all right.
Need that?
I guess I do.
Okay. When we come back, hour two, back to Big Ten Media Days and some comments from Matt Rhule on being close to getting over the hump. Is this the year that things turn for Nebraska? To get that audio from Matt Rhule next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.